This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm just sharing some information from Beverly K. Ekman's book, and the name of the book is, hang on, let me just get back to the front cover here. The name of the book is How to Counter Group Manipulation Tactics. And of course, we are all vulnerable to these tactics, every single one of us. And I was reading some ideas from the book, and why Delphi works. Let me just repeat what I said just before we went to the break. Consensus strategies like Delphi utilize Karl Marx's theory of alienation, which states that folks will do just about anything to avoid being ostracized, ridiculed, or to otherwise lose face. What happens is that somewhere in the consensus building process, there's a switch that confuses and freezes normal responses. Aware that something is going wrong and unable to explain, define, or confront it, you find yourself tongue-tied. Linguistics professor Dean Gotcher, director of the Institute of Authority Research, explains that there appears to be a trigger mechanism that cuts off one's awareness of impending danger and suppresses the ability to resist, resulting in indecision and eventually capitulation. Between the computer and word of mouth, it is fairly easy to pre-select individuals who are most likely to agree or disagree with a proposal and pack the audience. Now, let me give you an example of this. Let's see. What did I do with that example? In 1972, a 200-member business roundtable through the merging of the March Group, the Construction Users Anti-Inflation Roundtable, and the Labor Law Study Committee was established. The group was comprised of the heads of major industrial corporations, commercial banks, insurance companies, the largest retailers, and the biggest transportation and utility companies. This form of corporations dismissed their competitive differences to arrive at a consensus on issues of social and economic policy for America. Members of this elite group rejected national interest in favor of the prospective profits of economic globalization. Members organized aggressive campaigns to gain political support for their agenda. They enrolled 2,300 U.S. corporations in their newly created front organization, USA NAFTA. They promoted the trade agreement despite widespread opposition. The roundtable bombarded Americans with assurances, editorials, news releases, editorial and radio television commentaries claiming that NAFTA would prove beneficial, stop Mexican immigration, provide high-paying jobs, and raise environmental standards. Roundtable members enjoyed privileged access to the NAFTA negotiation process through representation on advisory committees to the U.S. Trade Representative. NAFTA went into effect on January 1st, 1994. but during the prior 12 years, 9 roundtable corporations had already outsourced about 180,000 jobs to Mexico. So public relations firms, and we know about public relations, we know about Edward Bernays, public relations firms produced facts, they produced them, they created them, opinion pieces, expert analysis, and managed public polls, managed being a key word here. Telephone solicitation, direct mail, they created citizen advocacy groups and public image building campaigns for their corporate clients. One firm, Burson Marsteller, enjoyed net billings in 1992 of $204 million. The top 50 public relations firms billed over $1.7 billion in 1991. Public relations employees who outnumber news reporters manipulate the news to serve the interest of the paying clients. By 1990, almost 40% of the news originated from public relations press releases. It was created news. Now, there's a company, Booz Allen and Hamilton, which I will refer to as Booz Allen, is a public relations firm who had been paid $500,000 a year for their Pinyon Canyon expansion planning, including managing invitation-only meetings with Southern Colorado residents. Booz Allen, which is public relations, some of their clients include the Air Force, the Federal Transit Administration, the Labor Department, the Navy, and the U.S. Agency for International Development, that's USAID, which also furnished the textbooks for Afghanistan in the 1980s to make them all very, very warlike. Anyway, ex-CIA director James Woolsey became vice president of Booz Allen in 2002. But anyway, what this group did is they sent their people into these meetings to talk with these landowners in Southern Colorado because they wanted to get their land. They wanted to steal it, or however they could get their land, that is the way that they were going to do it. And so they would go in and they would have a meeting, and they would get people to see, wouldn't it be a good idea to sell your land? You know, they would sell them on it. They would pack the meeting with people who were positive about this. Okay. Somebody that maybe wanted to sell their land. Maybe this person that was going to sell their land was going to get, $1 million more, than the other people who had land. All right, let's take a phone call. Let's take Paul in New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi.
Listen, you were talking about, the truth movement, and, I often am accused of being, on websites, either a troll. I've been accused by talk show hosts on your website of being a government agent, right? Just because I generally bring up...
I don't know.
What?
Where on my website?
Not your website, on RBN, by other hosts, not you.
Oh.
You're perfect. Oh. I have no problems with you.
Okay.
You're good. So a lot of these people, they have real thin skins, and they're very sensitive when they're criticized in public. And I generally, I argue if you're going to stand up in public and claim to be a member of a truth movement, when there's some uncomfortable truth, you just got to deal with it and accept it. You know, Jefferson said, I believe it's on the heading of American Renaissance paper, is there is no truth that I fear nor would want the whole world to know. Right. Mm. And so, if you bring it up on InfoWars and some of these other sites about the overrepresentation of Jews in the Project for New American Century, they get real offended, and they and of course one of the things concerning that website I just mentioned is that they are very hesitant to discuss the issue concerning Jewish domination.
Mm-hmm.
you know, on their website. I guess that's sure. how it keeps his talk show and keeps the advertisers.
Sure.
You know, so I think a lot of these guys are in a balancing act of really dealing with the truth and not offending people. Because you tell a lot of these truths, you know, if I talk about Jewish power, then all the Jews offended and they walk away with their money. Right?
Sure.
You talk
well, that's how they control the rhetoric. Absolutely.
And you know what's interesting? There's a story my Greek buddy told me about how, you know, there were two Greek philosophers debating about...
Oh, Paul, okay. We are going to a quick three-minute break. Please stay over, and we'll continue on the other side of the break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Paul from New Jersey on the phone. So please continue.
There's a story, a Greek story, about two philosophers debating about how many teeth are in a horse's mouth. And while they're arguing, a young boy comes up, opens the horse's mouth, and counts the teeth. See? And so what we have here is what I notice in the truth movement. I mean, I urge others to do this when they are looking at news articles, and you'll see a pattern about Jewish group behavior. Count the Jews in the group. Count them, like, who runs our media, who runs our television networks. I remember having a discussion with one of the larger talk show hosts on WABC about, I argued, oh, Jews control the media. And he says, no, they don't. And then I mentioned, you know, Sumner Redstone, Robert Iger, all the rest of the ones, Rupert Murdoch. And then he says, oh, so they do. So what? You see what I mean?
Yes. But if you hadn't gone through the names, then he would have continued to counter you.
Exactly. And so I was well prepared, and I kind of study this. And to me, it's an anthropological phenomenon that we allow, you know, such a small minority to dominate our foreign policy and dominate our media.
Sure.
You know, and since they're highly ethnocentric, And meanwhile, the Gentiles never seem to be ethnocentric and are afraid, or whites to be ethnocentric. They're total cowards concerning the issue.
Oh, absolutely.
And because we're not, and then at the same time, they say, oh, Jews are very, very smart. Jews are very smart. Well, if that's the case, wouldn't it be smart of us to be ethnocentric in reaction to their group ethnocentricity, to combat them, to prefer business among our own people, to prefer a foreign policy that serves our interests, and along those lines?
Certainly.
And
well,
then
you're a rational thinker. I mean, that's...
Right, and then most of them just give me a look like you're crazy. How could you think such things? Because just in one conversation, you're not going to undo years of brainwashing and intellectual laziness and sloth.
And that is exactly what it is about. People just don't think. They don't. Excuse me. They don't look at the figures. They don't. They just use bullet points from some, you know, from someone else, and draw their conclusions without doing any kind of research at all.
Right, and let me just leave on this message. Listen, I've been as kind of an intellectual outcast my whole life. And guess what? I'm doing fine. I'm making money. I haven't gotten fired, and life's good. So you don't have to be fearful your whole life that if you think a scary thought, something's going to happen to you, you're going to be totally ostracized. I actually have a friend or two.
Good, and that's an important thing to bring up, because so often people say, oh, well, we can't talk, well, from biblical times even, say, oh, we can't talk about the Jews, we got to staff the streets, and we can't do this or we can't do that, because they're going to get us, and that it is our fear that keeps us silent.
Exactly, right, and not communicating about their role in communism. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Okay, ma'am, I just wanted to, have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. All right, let's take Dave in Sacramento. Welcome, Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm okay. In particular, the subject you were discussing earlier about the conditioning of people at these meetings.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this Duck Dynasty situation?
You've caught me. I don't know anything about it.
Well, one of the Duck Dynasty cast mentioned apparently a derogatory opinion about gay people. And now he's being grilled by the media. Apparently they're talking about shutting down the show and getting rid of him and this kind of thing. The same thing happened to, I think, that cook, Paula Deen.
Yes. Now I do know something about that. Well, just from what I heard, and it was something that she said years ago. And who hasn't said something silly or politically incorrect over our lifetime? I think it must have been some other thing. I always look and I think, okay, let's see, what could she have done that irked somebody? Because I can't imagine they're dredging up something that she said years ago and using it to get rid of her. It must have been something else.
Well, in any case, the political correct movement, I think a major driving force behind political correctness is the protection of the Holocaust, and that people are conditioned to fear speaking about any revisionist data or any questioning of the Holocaust, and that the entire political correct movement arises from that particular aspect of Holocaust studies, that you cannot say that there is questionable data about the Holocaust. If you do, they use the same methods that they use on people like the Duck Dynasty people and Paula Deen. They have the same type of suppression of opinions and suppression of information that
sure.
could be valuable in discussing issues.
And it's the Delphi technique all over again. We are a crowd. America is a crowd of people who have been indoctrinated to believe that a Holocaust occurred, and we just don't speak out against it. And it's the same on the Internet. There's that same self-silencing, self-censorship. We can't say anything about that because they won't listen to my program or they won't do this or that. But, excuse me, I think there's enough people telling the truth now. There's enough evidence, and people really do have to look at the evidence instead of listening to all the emotional so-called testimonies that are so readily available, like the Kitty Worthman nonsense. And so anyway.
Well, there's so many phonies that have been exposed, and I think if you study the guests on the Oprah show who went on with their Holocaust tales and then all of a sudden they're exposed as frauds, okay? But that is television. What really happened, and I know you're aware of the Zundel trial in Canada,
mm-hmm.
is that the Holocaust was completely debunked. I mean, there are no valid witnesses to that event. There is no valid data, forensic data, to prove it. And that it was basically debunked.
Indeed it was, in two trials, and yet we didn't hear anything about those on the nightly news, because, of course, the Jews own the media.
Yes.
And,
I think that's what political correctness, the basic driving force behind that movement is to protect the Holocaust. And other issue such as gays or feminism or black racism or whatever is just an ancillary means to condition these people to respond to any sort of heretical data.
Well, that's a provocative thought.
Yeah.
Yes. To get us all to keep quiet, because there are so many things now that we used to talk about outwardly. Now we're just... kind of reticent
not talk
to do
about,
that.
Not, we didn't talk about it. That's the thing. We didn't talk about gays before. Now every other news story is about gays. Okay. Before, we didn't hear about gays. They were just strange people who, you know, had a sexual perversion that they preferred. Now we hear about it every day. Not only that, they're getting rights. They're getting special treatment.
Having parades and all sorts of things.
Yeah. So, you know, before we didn't worry about such things. Now we're saturated with you. So it's the same thing, you know, we're being conditioned to fear confronting such issues with earnest opinions, with, you know, derogatory opinions or factual, you know, discourse.
Indeed. All righty. Well, you're certainly welcome to stay over the break if you'd like. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to ExtendoVite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken ExtendoVite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with ExtendoVite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Dave in Sacramento on the phone.
Yes.
All right. Let me just share with you a couple of comments from the chat room. If you are against the gay movement, you are considered a hate monger. Somebody else said they are using the Delphi technique on a national scale. Certainly I agree with that. And it's all, of course, via the media, including the so-called alternative media. Mm-hmm.
Well, the dagger of the mind is what they're creating, and basically in your mind you've been conditioned to eschew discussing earnestly issues that are endemic to our societal decay.
Exactly, sure.
Let's discuss global warming. I'm freezing my butt off right now, and we keep hearing that there's global warming.
Okay. Exactly. Yes, I'm in Chicago. How could you be freezing? You're in Sacramento.
It's freezing.
No, seriously, what's the temperature there?
Oh, probably about 42, something like that, right?
That's not freezing.
Well, you know, here it's freezing.
Relatively, that is cold, yes.
But we actually did have below freezing temperatures here for a week, about last week. But anyway, we hear about these things, and then you say to people who are proponents of the global warming theory, you say, you know, I don't see any warming. And you give them scientific data, and then you're attacked.
Absolutely.
Attacked.
Yes.
So it's the same thing with any movement that the liberals have given to the forefront of their media is that you cannot question what they say. You cannot question the Holocaust. You cannot question gay rights. You cannot question anything, or you're attacked mercilessly. And this guy on the Duck Dynasty, who, you know, just earnestly discussed his dislike of gays, is now on the hot seat. He's being grilled for his opinion.
Well, so Helen Thomas lost her job, and there was another gentleman in the sports announcing field that lost his job because they talked about the Jews.
Yeah, and the thing about Jews is Jews talk about Jews, okay?
But it's okay if they do it.
And you know, they can, and gays talk about gays, and that's their opinions, that's their views, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But in the case of Jews, okay, they say that there was a Holocaust and that 6 million Jews were killed. Well, a lot of people are questioning that. There's data to discount the Holocaust. There is no forensic evidence of the Holocaust. And if you want to tell me there was a Holocaust, show me the money, show me the figures, show me the data.
Sure.
And then I'll look at it and discuss it. And but they haven't. They just attack you in the manner.
That's because they have built a consensus. And there are more people who believe in that the Holocaust happened than those who don't. And so, unfortunately, that consensus is, well, part of the Delphi technique.
Mm-hmm. Well, my opinion is that the entire Jewish Holocaust consists of nothing more than a visceral histrionic reaction by Jews toward any attempt to verify it.
Yep.
And that is exactly what it is.
Yes.
And I'll leave you on that note.
Well, thank you so much, and stay warm, Dave.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
You too. Joel in Wisconsin, welcome to the program.
Okay, Joel. I'm on now?
Yes, uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay,
welcome.
Well, that guy pretty much stole what I had to say, so...
Well, you might want to rephrase it.
Yes. All right. The consensus thing, they've gotten it into the entire media, through the media into the population, so that if someone would bring up gays or Holocaust or something, then they'll call you a name, like homophobe or anti-Semitic or Holocaust denier. And one of the things that does is changes the subject, because then the person that gets called a name is supposed to defend themselves, and it takes the topic off of what they would want to discuss in the first place.
That's very profound. Yes, indeed, Joel. Yes,
and,
because, yeah. Well, they attack the messenger. Kill a messenger.
Exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. To change the subject. And to stay on subject, you could just point out to whoever called you that name, homophobe or Holocaust denier or anti-Semitic, you could say, are we into name calling now? And then you're putting it back on them and then go on with what you wanted to say.
Ah, that's very good. That's a good tactic, because it's very difficult, according to this book that I've been sharing information from, it's very difficult to resist Delphi.
Yes.
Because it creates a highly charged, you're usually working within a highly charged, well-organized situation. And so it's very, and the facilitator or the person that's, you know, promoting whatever theory they're trying to promote is the one that's trying to control the environment of thought.
Yes. And they're entrenched in our media, and they're, sorry to say, they're in the alternative medias also.
Oh, indeed. Absolutely. And there's a lot of various topics that one could talk about in the alternative media, that if you have a different opinion about a lot of things that come up, then you're automatically shut down. You're called names, like you said. They call you crazy. They just, all kinds of things. And
right.
this is in an environment where you're supposed to be open-minded and looking for the truth.
Right.
They don't want the truth.
No, they don't. That's what tells me. I can judge people by that.
Sure.
Well,
I think, too, that it is the alternative media that if the government is going to do a counterintelligence program, that is where it's going to start.
Yep. And they will, if they don't control it all now, they will eventually. They will weed out. They will weed out people like you.
Well, maybe. In fact, Michael Collins Piper talks about Cass Sunstein, and he was really in charge of an operation within the Truth Movement, and I believe that he's been very successful. And I think that that there is an operation going on within the Truth Movement to get people fighting and battling each other. And it's very sad. And I do think, and Paul mentioned it earlier, that there are people who visit the forums and try to create dissension.
Absolutely. I think there's multiple attempts at that, not just one. I think they don't just single out one thing and do it. They're going to start a bunch of different ones, and whichever one gets most successful gets more funding.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate your phone call.
Okay.
Thank you, Joel.
Come on.
All righty, let's take Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Diana.
Hi.
Yeah, one thing when you're dealing with these people, they are, in any type of situation, you know, you or I or a congregation of people that think like us might go into a situation, and we're maybe speaking casually or speaking our mind, but these people are, we are not necessarily on guard. These people come into these situations on guard, ready to attack.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And immediately you're on, as the Brits say, you're on the back foot. They put you on the back foot. That's the, you know, because we don't like to be that way, but fortunately they do, and that's, you know, they're looking to attack us, and so there you go.
How's and, true.
And another word is we've lost a battle if we allow them to force this otherwise very pleasant word, spelled backwards, Y-A-G, down there to make us use that word. And like I was talking about the Duck Dynasty, I turn on the morning news, and that was at 7:30. I just watch it flipping around for something that might be of interest, you know.
Sure.
And on two channels, it was this Duck Dynasty guy, and on the other channel, it was sending Billie Jean King to the Olympics. And then and then there's a local channel here that I listen to occasionally, you know, a local West Virginia talk show. And, my God, I turned it on one time, and he was talking about marriage, and I knew what he was talking about, so I turned it on. I turned it back a half an hour later, and he was talking about the same thing. So they've got this—they've created these talking points, and they're just—and they're just beating us over the head with it. And that spelled backwards, YAG. We've lost the battle if we use their word for that, you know. So
yes,
and also if they—a good rebuttal to are you as anti-Semitic? Are you an anti-non-Semite? That sort of confuses the matter. Are you an anti-non-Semite?
We're going to a break. You're welcome to stay over the break if you'd like to. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal, and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Kent in West Virginia.
Yeah, Kent. Yeah, and I listen to listen to International Shortwave, and it's you know, we know that the Five Eyes. If you listen to all the English speaking international services, and even the like when Sweden, I hear Sweden and Germany, they're all on the same. They get their talking points internationally, and it's just a constant barrage. And sure. I'm thinking that they seem to be stocking the military with these perverts now. So I guess the military will have a built-in incentive to go attack the Iranians and the Russians who don't tolerate this perversion. So I guess that's the rationale for it now. You see, they're working everybody up. We've got to go get the Russians and the Chinese or the Iranians because, you know, they hate perverts, you know, and so we'll send our perverts over there to teach them a lesson or something. It's kind of crazy, but it's sick, really. It's pretty disgusting to see the country degenerate this far.
Right. Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. Let me just share one thought here, and then we'll take another call. The key to resistance, especially in highly charged, well-organized situations, lies in controlling the environment of thought. Now, I didn't know anything about Duck Dynasty because I don't really watch that much TV, but I did look it up over the break. Back to the book. An environment of thought means determining what a group of individuals is going to think about and for how long. For example, the media decided that the Michael Jackson trial was a hot topic, that it could be made to divert attention from more important subjects. Whoever controls the debate or agenda controls the subject of what is going on, be it a discussion, political issues to be addressed, as in a campaign, what news is aired, and what gets spiked, even the kinds of music going out over the airways. If such control is achieved by an experienced professional in a group setting, such as in a meeting, a focus group, a committee, task force, or on the Internet, no questions will be explored and no views will be publicized that deviate from the pre-decided topics. Okay, so everything that you see on the news is what they want us to think about. So, well, just shut off your TV, shut off the news, and do your own thing. But that is what how they're brainwashing us, how they're directing us, how they're programming us. All righty, let's take Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Diana. I want you to know I'm never disappointed when you read.
Oh.
You have a natural instinct of what we need to know. It's just perfect. And I know John Stattmiller, when he reads, the same thing. It's never a waste of our time. I'm only called in because you had stopped reading and took calls, because I don't like people to talk to you when you're reading. But anyway, one of your callers, a few callers back, the one that had a couple of friends,
uh-huh.
You know, and he said that he had been ostracized from some sites but not yours and so on. Very interesting. But anyway,
uh-huh.
I wrote a poem years ago, and it was to my daughter, and it has, this man that was speaking with you, he's the first person I ever heard pronounce eschew correctly. And so my poem was eschew, and if you can believe that. And
yeah.
So it has nothing to do with the word eschew, really. It's about consensus and getting along, like in a family and so on. So could I say it first, just very quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Eschew is eschew is eschew. But for you, I would say it's a shoe. With some socks, preferably, then we both come to see, eye to eye, hopefully, I love you. So anyway, the whole idea, she gave me a card one time, and it showed a porcupine on the front and a cactus, and it was talking about challenging love. You know, how's the porcupine and the cactus going to give each other a hug, you know?
Sure.
So anyway, I would never... say the word is chew incorrectly or say something that I didn't believe, you know, to get along.
Sure.
You know, so it's more of a, you know, analogy kind of a thing. But I loved what you, the reading that you did, because it brought back so many meetings that I had attended. Oh, I'm your grandmother now and everything, but years ago. And thinking about the manipulation, because although I always like to prepare and be ready with information that I think is important for people to know, and I think we all, you know, we have an opinion and we think, oh, people need to know this, you know. And so you want to be prepared and give the best presentation as you can. But you want to be sincere and open to questioning it, you know.
Sure.
And so, but when you find out that there is a technique where the person has done none of the, that their goal is this total, a third goal that nobody's thinking about. And
sure.
It's just so, so disappointing and, you know, to think that way. But, I appreciate you reading to us to alert us, all of this, you know, manipulation. And so thank you very much. And also, if you never hear from me again, it's because I'm having all my favorite meals for the next week or two. And then I'm going to, because of a family member who's afraid to do the gum turpentine thing of Dr. Jennifer Daniels, I'm going to be the guinea pig. Like, remember she said she wrote out her will? And so
be hearing from you again, Kathleen.
Okay, I'm going to be the guinea pig, and then a family member who's suffering, I think they'll all see, but I do want to have all my favorite meals first.
Okay.
And so anyway.
Bless your heart, you'll be okay.
Oh, I know I will. You said you did it too, plus it's just so fascinating, you know. I know I've been against Big Pharma for, you know, millions of years, but because in California, where I'm from, California, they had Whole Foods Market, you know, 25 years ago. And learning all these things. But then you see it all comes back because you'd think all the people in California would be alerted, and yet Monsanto was able to pass that law.
Oh, it's because they tricked them. They tricked them. They used the Delphi on them, and that's how they did it.
You just need to be eternally vigilant on everything.
Absolutely.
But the one beautiful thing is that we're all in God's hands, and that's the main point. That you've heard of microclimates. In California, there's a microclimate, a little valley where they grow kiwis, and there's no place else you can grow kiwis. I mean, not in the earth, but uh-huh. in California. And so I think that God gives us little kiwi climates, little, looking through rose-colored glasses or kingdom-colored glasses when it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in uh-huh. heaven, that he surrounds us with these wonderful little microclimates of truth and beauty, and that we can, because I love the fact that you have joy in your voice, because we're dealing with lots of horrible things, but that's because the Prince of Darkness is in charge of the earth.
Sure, well, we can still have happiness. We decide whether we're happy or not, not
that's
somebody
right.
else,
and
not from external
struggle.
Forces.
And it's a daily struggle between, Satan's on one shoulder and God's on the other saying which to do, and we know that, and and then about the all the NSA and listening in. Well, I was taught from childhood, 13 years of Catholic education. I had good education. The nuns taught us about all the bad popes, and we memorized tons of scripture. So I'd like to say this Convent of the Sacred Heart.
Well, we do. We are running out of time, Kathleen.
Okay, I'll let you go.
I do need to cut you off here.
All right. Well, God love you.
Thank you. Thank God you so much for your phone call. We do have another caller, but we can't. we've run out of time. I do want to say that the RAND Institute is a federally funded Council on Foreign Relations think tank. We are paying for our own misinformation. We are paying to be Delphi'd, and we need to resist it in every way that we can. And the way that we do that is to learn about it, to be vigilant, and to look for truth, where you can find it. Thank you so much for joining me today. Talk to you tomorrow.